We bring you now Sunny Valley.
How I love
Sunny Valley. Say that.
Sunny Valley. For the meadow where the brook comes winding through.
Well, friend, how would you like to win a nice new crisp $20 bill? You would, of course, and why not? Well, now, if you would like $20 just for a little effort, here is all you have to do. You listen to Sunny Valley, and we therefore assume that you enjoy it. Well, all I'm asking you to do, friend, is this. Write the letter of not more than 100 words telling us why you like Sunny Valley. Now, please know that no special arrangement or artwork is necessary, just a simple letter in your own good old plain understandable language. Tell us in not more than 100 words why you like Sunny Valley. Mail your letter to Sunny Valley and mail it not later than midnight tomorrow night, Monday. Letters mailed or received after about Tuesday bearing Monday midnight's postmark after that date will not be accepted in our contest. Now then, to the person who writes the best letter goes the prize of a nice $20 bill. Now, someone in our audience is going to receive this handsome cash award in a very few days. So get busy and keep in mind, not more than 100 words, mailed not later than Monday midnight tomorrow so that it reaches us sometime on Tuesday. Address your letter to Sunny Valley, care of this station, and tell us in your own way why you like Sunny Valley. Maybe you'll be the lucky winner of this useful $20 bill. Well, friends, once more we bring you a chapter out of the lives of the folks who live in Sunny Valley, that picturesque little community nestling in the security of surrounding hills. Sunny Valley, the story of homey, kind folks like Jed Simpkins, the proprietor of the general store, and his sweet wife. Their family and neighbors. So why not tuck away a little time each evening for a friendly visit with the folks from Sunny Valley? Well, it's Sunday evening again with our friends down in the valley. The boys, Tom, Lum, and Matt, have stayed at home to do some practicing while Jed and Ma, with Ellie Mae, have gone to the church services. It isn't late, for the folks go to meeting quite early these winter evenings, and from inside the warm chapel comes the strains of a sweet old hymn.
Now let us turn to page 114 of our hymnals and sing two verses, the first and the last, of Jesus Paid It All. Brother Simpkins, will you lead us?
Gladly, Reverend.
My beloved, concluding our song service this evening, Brother Simpkins has kindly consented to sing that sweet, reverent song we all know and love, Tell Mother I'll Be There. Brother Simpkins was to sing this for us last Sunday night, but because of a bad cold which developed very suddenly, he was afraid to venture out in the night air.
I hope Miss Betts plays that piece right for Pa.
Very mean.
Well, she always plays it too slow.
When I was but a little child, how well I recollect how I would grieve my mother with my folly and neglect. And now that she has gone to heaven, I miss her tender care. Oh, Savior, tell my mother I'll be there. Tell mother I'll be there in answer.
Tell mother I'll be there.
Shall we stand and bow our heads for a word of prayer? We thank Thee, O God, for Thy omnipresence here this evening, for Thy love and Thy protection and Thy guidance. Be with these beloved souls and carry them safely to their homes. Go with them for the week to come and lead them in the paths Thou would have them go. We ask this all in Thy name. Amen.
Amen.
Jed, go around and get this lad. Ellie May and me will meet you out in the front. I don't believe I want to risk walking in that ice back there.
All right, Ma.
The Applebys said that they'd bring Grandpap along with them.
Yes, it was kind of crowded coming over. Has he got something to put over his knees, Ma?
Yes, I give him the brown blanket when we come in.
All right, Ma.
Oh, good evening, Miss Doolittle.
Gee, come on, Mark. There comes Miss Doolittle, and she'll keep us talking about nothing.
Now, Ellie Mae, that ain't right.
Well, I want to get home and see if Edie come over.
Oh, was you expecting her?
Good evening, Miss Jenkins.
Oh, good evening, Jake.
And Mr. Jenkins got over his cold,
Yes.
Edie said she'd come if she could. Come on, Ma.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, land is starting to snow again. Well, it's a good thing we come over in the sled.
And good night, Mrs. Simpkins.
Oh, good night, Parson. I certainly enjoyed your sermon this evening. My, it was nice.
Thank you. Good night, Miss Ellie Mae.
Oh, there's your pa. Well, get inside, Brother Preston. You know you ain't been out of bed so long yourself.
That's right, Mrs. Simpkins. But I'm feeling very well now.
Oh, that's fine.
Come along, Ma. Nanny wants to travel.
Oh, land. Who'd thought it would snow again so soon?
Ma, you get in first. It'll be warmer.
Yeah, me here. And tuck that blanket around you good, Ma. Woo-hoo. Yeah. Wait a minute, Nellie. Yeah. Yeah, all right, Ma?
Mm-hmm. All fixed.
There goes Grandpap with the apple juice.
Yeah.
So long, Grandpap.
Mm-hmm. Well, gee, ain't this swell riding along with the snow hitting in the face?
Oh, I just love it. But I'm not sure it's very good for Pa with him just getting over his cold.
Oh, I'm getting along all right, Mrs. Simpson. Get along there, Nellie.
My, everything will be white again in the morning.
Yep. The other snow ain't all gone yet.
You know, I think I like that new preacher we got.
Smart young feller.
He sure is good looking.
Yep, Nellie.
I don't see what he wanted to come down here in Sunny Valley for.
Because
I reckon he's right smart.
He uses long words, don't he, Ellie Mae?
I reckon, Ma. Gee. And you know, Ma, he even looked in on the Valentine party down at the Lodge Hall last night.
Oh, he did?
No, I'd say that was being right smart. He's aiming at getting at the hearts of the young folks.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, too, Pa. Edie sure talked to him a long time.
Oh, did she, Ellie Mae?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I reckon they would have lots to talk about. It would be common words between them.
Yeah, I reckon.
Ma, just look at old Nellie step up there.
Yes.
And there's the lights of home, all right. That old horse knows that she's almost there. And distance ain't nothing under her hoofs. No, sir.
This is kind of funny, riding along with the snow hitting you in the face, and it's February 14th. St. Valentine's Day.
Uh-huh.
Well, I reckon it'll be our last big snow, Ellie Mae. We ain't had much this winter. Oh, did you see Mac come down today, Ma?
Yes. He had to come down to see if his electric guitar was working. You know, when Grandpap borrowed it the other night, he did something to a tube or something.
I'll never forget the expression on Grandpap's face when the boys caught him back there in the shed trying to get a tune out of those strings.
Why, what do you mean, Ellie Mae?
Well, the guitar, you know, doesn't make a sound itself. The tunes come through the box that Matt has to set away back from him. You can't hear any tone from the strings.
Hey, Chunky, don't they think on the funniest things to invent?
Mm, poor Grandpap. That's one time when his ambition got the best of him.
You know, I felt sorry for Matt for a little while. Well, he sure thought that his guitar was gone, sure enough.
Well, he worked awfully hard to earn the money for that instrument.
Yes, he sure did, Ellie Mae. Well, here we are. You want to go in the back way, Ma? I can drive around under the shed then.
Yes, Jed, that'll be better than letting us out here in front. Be careful, Ellie Mae. That part of the yard is slippy.
You be careful yourself, Ma.
Steady now, girl.
Here, take my hand, Ma.
There, listen. Don't the boys' music sound sweet coming out here?
Oh, girl, yes. Chapel in the moonlight. Oh, Nellie. Stop that now, you rascal, you.
So glad you came. I was afraid you couldn't.
Well, my time's my own, for a few weeks anyway. No schooling house, no teaching.
we're glad to have you, Edie. You couldn't get back tonight, I don't reckon. It's beginning to snow again.
Sure enough. Go look for yourself.
I hope the Applebees bring Grandpap right straight home.
I'll bet they take him home and give him chocolate cake like they always do.
Oh, I hope that they don't. You know, I never let him have it. It's always upsetting his stomach.
I reckon that's why he sneaks over there. Ma, do you think I should go out and help Paul with the horse and sled?
Oh, I reckon. I forgot, Tom. That's a little hard to manage alone. Yes, you'd better go.
All right.
Edie, let's sing Camp Town Races before Tom gets back.
All right. You're not too cold, are you?
No. I'm as warm as a bug in a rug.
The Camp Town ladies sing this song, Beulah, Beulah. The Camp Town racetrack 5 miles long, oh, my dear day. See them horses round the bend, Beulah, Beulah. Guess that race will never end, oh, my dear day. Why run all night? Why run all day? Somebody dead on the bay. The long-tailed filly and the big black horse, Judah, Judah. They fly the track and they both cut it cold. Oh, my dear day. Blind horse kicked in the big mud hole, Judah, Judah. Oh, my dear day. Why run all night? Why run all day? I'll bet my money on a bobtail nag. Somebody bet on the day. duty tag. Doodle, doodle. The bobtail thunder over his back. Oh, my doodle day. Since I'm long like a railroad car. Doodle, doodle. Running a race with a shooting star. Oh, my doodle day. Mine run all night. Mine run all day. I bet my money on a bobtail may. Somebody bet on a day.
Say, you gals sure got some pretty duets worked up together.
We ought to have after a winter of it.
Yes, I was just telling Tom. One of the fellas from Wiggins Gap was down to the meeting house tonight, and they'd like for us to play the contest at the Wiggins Gap.
Oh, no.
No, no, no. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Like, get these here overshoes off. Yeah. Well, I told him that we wouldn't get the crowd up there like we would down here.
They ain't got a place big enough for us to play except in Martin's Liver Stadium.
Well, I told him that the lodge hall down here in Sunny Valley was the only place. Warm and dry, and got plenty of space for everybody.
Then he wanted to put it off for another month.
Yep, he said as how they heard that we had a first-class electric guitar. And they was going to try and get one, too. It was better than the old one that the Simmons boys got.
Then what did you say?
Well, I told him if we didn't play it this coming Friday night, we wouldn't have no contest at all.
Hmm.
That seemed to sort of settle it. So it's going to be played up at the lodge hall next Friday night at 7 o'clock. And everybody what can get in the place is invited.
Well, Paul, I'm going upstairs. I'm a little tired, and that ride home in the air has made me sleepy.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to play one more number, Ma Simpkins.
Mm-hmm.
Then we're going to stop for the night, too. Come on, boys, let's play one. It's Autumn in the Hills of California. Ma,
wait a minute.
Yes, Tom.
You know what day this is?
Why, of course, son. It's Valentine's Day.
I ain't forgot, Ma.
Land, what you talking about?
Well, I ain't forgot your Valentine. You know the one I give you every year?
Oh, I'm glad, Tom. I was afraid you might.
Here it is.
Thank you, honey. It's the best Valentine I ever got. Good night.
Good night.
Blue, I'll come to you when the golden days of summertime have faded. Again, I'll tell my love to you. We kissed and then we parted. You said. California, when skies are blue, I'll come to you. When it's autumn in the hills of California, skies are blue, I'll come to you. When the golden days of summertime have faded, again I'll tell my love to you. We kissed and then we parted. You said that you'd be through. I'll come to you.
That you, Jed?
Yep. I ain't forgot what day it is either, Mother.
Mm-hmm. Ain't you?
Valentine Day. The day that I've used every year for 25 years to tell you again that I aim to keep on loving you, Ma, all through eternity.
Hmm. Well, I got two nice Valentines.
Well, that's a sweet thought. And if more folks would feel that way toward each other, how much kinder this old world would be. So be with us next Tuesday again at 9, when we once again will wander down the road that leads to Sunny Valley. And to you people who have been contemplating the purchase of a dental plate to reinstall a natural feeling in your mouth, listen to this. Dr. Cowan dental plates may be the answer to your particular problem.